Out there, man. Y'all already know, man. I'm jerked out, jerking on Jerkzilla this way, man. So I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday season, man. I hope everybody got it in, man. Got something good to eat, man. Spent a lot of time with whoever it is that you spend time with. And it was very positive and very fulfilling for you, man. Not only on the outside, but on the inside. You know what I mean? Where it counts in your heart, you dig? So big salute, man, out to everybody out there. that's been rocking with us, man, that's been supporting the show, hitting them replays, man, hitting the links and listening. Y'all been calling in. A lot of y'all been calling in on the phone line just to sit back and just listen to the show. And we appreciate y'all for doing that. Y'all the ones, man, that help us keep reaching further and further, higher and higher. You dig? Gotta say, man, big shout out to BRL, man, the BRL show, man. If you go check it out, man, I'm gonna post a lot of stuff on my page, too. That's Aussie Hip Hop, man. As Australian hip-hop radio show, man, if you've never heard Aussie hip-hop before or the BRL show, man, here in a little bit, I'm going to give you a little taste of it. We used to air the show, man, where we back airing the show right here on the Chop On It Radio Network system, man. You did, so y'all can be able to catch the BRL show, man, out of Australia right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio. That's how we do it, baby. So we appreciate all our listeners, man, and all the artists out of Australia, man, in the different places that's doing their thing. I'm telling you, man, the culture's alive and well all over the world. You dig? Also, man, big shout out to OG Gramps. Big shout out, man, to Big Mike, man. We might have him calling in to the show. If we got them calling in, then we're going to show, get them on live, man, so they can chop with us. You dig? I'm a little under the weather, but we going to get it in nonetheless, man. So big shout out, man, again, man. Big shout out to Muskogee, man. There's a lot of talent out here. There's a lot of people out here doing their thing, man, working and jerking, as I say, doing what they can do to keep pushing forward, man. So big shout out to them. Big shout out to all the businesses out here, man, that's pushing and striving to, you know, change, man, offer locals jobs and different things like that, man, to help build the community and the city of Muskogee as well, man. So big shout out to all of them, and just big shout out to the people, man, because, you know, without the people, man, you can't have the city, you dig? So big shout out to the people, because the people get it jerking, man. Now, we're going to hit you with a little bit, and we're going to come back, man, with a little bit of chop, baby. This is Femo Nation Forever Radio. It's the Mister, man. I got to get this blood going, man. Come on, man. Let's jerk. Y'all jerk with me. Let's go.
I am the fire that ignites the action. The water that rushes and surges with passion. With the wind in my hair, with the earth in my feet. Run through the hardship to adversity. From the shackles of doubt, I'll be set free. With the power inside for the whole world to see. I have found my purpose.
Feels to me, and the way it really feels to be, a free man, huh? We done wasted enough time. I'm racially profiled because of my bloodline. Shit, landed the free, but we surrounded by gun lines. Cross them, gun fine out the barrel of one time bang. In this world, we being judged by mental head. It ain't true that only God can judge you. Nah, no more slaves, but we still are slaves to rule. In society was made to cage you fools. Glorifying the material thing for these women. Go digging what materials bring politicians. Politicking on behalf of the people. But if you pay attention, see that half of them evil. And now we looking at ourselves trying to make a difference. But only a free man can make his own decision. And we was never free. Since the day they made us leave in shackles, call a master travel across the seven seas. Trying to raise a seed in this land of greed. Forgetting all my bad deeds with a gram of weed. Open up my eyes and it's plain to see. In reality, this world wasn't made for me. Pouring out liquor for my niggas gone. You ain't gone, you just made it home. Shit, so till the day I finally make it home. Keep my head held high because my faith is strong. Just how it feels to be a free man. The only way to get to college is a free grant. The only way of getting food is using free stamps. But ain't nothing really free in this free land. Only thing you promise is a deathbed. Till then you paying every month just to rest your head. Spending every dollar trying to raise a kid. Made me realize you really have to pay to live. Hey fellow man, he ain't trying to help with shit. The people with the most wealth are always on some selfish shit. Cause nowadays there's no such thing as selflessness. We self-inflict the pain that was felt through this. Damn, another day, another dollar to get. Damn, another day, another problem and shit. Some days I'm really feeling like calling it quit. But I can't, cause now I do it all for my kid. Free man. Free man. Free man.
I'm ready. Black king. So I ride with a black queen. Yeah. Not a thug, I'm a black king. Yeah. Check me out. I'm the one they read about, but you know black people can't read. Now that I think it, I'm the new black king. Hit the podium, this ain't for another black speech. These rappers went R&B, yeah, I'm talking black street. I'm here to bring the message, boy, like Huey did. Knowledge is the key, sometimes you gotta lose to win. Uneducated nigga, Kool-Aid chicken wing. Cops chopping necks off, modern day guillotine. No black story, boy, it's just A-Rap Chinese. The block look blood red, the streets need visine. It's 15 minutes of fame with the crime. Scene. Black people embarrassing, the shit quite trifling. Ever since the Mayflower brought us to the state, we were stripped of our color, religion, and last name. Still waiting on my 40 acres, but it never came.
But it never came.
All we got was slavery and cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, black king. Yeah, black king.
Yo, mama said I was a black king, so I ride with a black queen. I'm not a thug, I'm a black king. All black Porsche truck, all black diamond ring. Mama said I was a black king, so I ride with a black queen. I'm not a thug, I'm a black king. All black diamond truck, all black diamond ring.
All black
king.
All black diamond.
Mama said I was a black king, so I ride with a black queen. All black truck, black diamond ring.
I lost my soul in Africa, found it right back in Attica. In the back of a cell where Africans steady adding up. They got us up and changed, they whipping up our brains. They rearranged our brains, we forgot what we obtained. We came from pyramids, built the plantations. Plantations of projects took over all our nations. Now we searching for Section 8, no one in this section saints. And everybody hungry cause no one in this Section 8. Top rhyming and junk food, diabetes for young dudes. Daddy was the preacher, he never knew how his son moved. Mobbing and he robbing, but he forgot that one rule. You live by the gun, you die by it, you dumb fool.
Hey, yo, mama said I was a black king, so I ride with a black queen. I'm not a thug, I'm a black king. All black Porsche truck, all black diamond ring. Mama said I was a black king, so I ride with a black queen. I'm not a thug, I'm a black king. All black diamond truck, all black diamond ring. Black king. Mama said I was a black king, so I ride with a black queen. All black truck, black diamond ring.
Straight like that, man. Y'all know we had to get it in, man. I got to give you this jerk mix, man. It's been a minute, man, so we got to let y'all vibe out, man. Merry Christmas to everybody out there, man. Again, hope you enjoyed it, man. Hope you enjoyed it. Also, too, man, I say this, man. I know I kind of ruffle a lot of people's feathers, but also know what you celebrate. You need to know what you celebrate, man. A lot of people going to say, ah, they don't believe in this, they don't believe in that, man. But with me, I just like to go off the truth, man, the full truth, you know what I mean, and the facts, right? So make sure you know exactly what you celebrating and the reasons why you celebrating, not just from somebody's opinion, you know what I mean, that's been passed down from generation to generation, and it just fit to, you know, go with what they want. You got to go to the facts, and you got to go to the truth, and you got to know exactly the things that you're doing when you're celebrating things, right? And you got to know the reasons why. All right, so make sure y'all go do that, man. Make sure you go check that out and keep your knowledge up on that so you can be moving and grooving out here. We'll be back in a minute, man. It's Famo Nation Forever Radio. Give y'all a little taste of the diversity, baby, man. Big shout out to all the artists, man, that's pushing and working and striving and trying to be better. You dig? Especially like networking. Networking and getting it in, man, getting their brands out there, getting their music out there, you know, and in front of different people, taking different opportunities, all that good stuff, man. Big shout out to them, man. It's a lot of people that kind of just sit back, you dig, and feel like, you know, that's enough, that's going to get them through the door. But make sure you're pushing and don't ever stop pushing. And anything you do, man, don't stop pushing. You're going to have some ups and downs, but keep fighting. But you can't keep fighting to always just hit that level, right? You got to keep fighting and keep pushing yourself so you can train yourself not only to hit that level, but to accomplish that level and move on to the next one. That should be your routine. That should be your normalcy. Your normalcy should be able to where you hitting them levels and moving on to the next one. Let that be your training mentality. A lot of times we train to hit that level. They say, I got to hit that level, man. I got to hit that level. Yeah, but train yourself to go beyond that. It is. Yeah, it's that dirt talk, man. We're going to be right back. Let's get off into this Carmen Miller. Be Mine. I told you, man, we jerked out jerking on Jerkzillion, baby. Let's roll.
The magic's growing strong. tired of hiding, tired of fighting, I'm tired of being pushed aside, and I'm tired of being walked over. I'm so tired of lying, I'm tired of beating, I'm tired of hurting, I'm tired of bleeding, I'm tired of waiting for you to see what I've become. All that they see is one. All that they see is one of us. All they see is one. Oh, all they see is one. One of us. I'm tired of being scared of my being. I'm tired of seeing what they believe in. I'm tired of waiting to be treated equally. I'm just tired of waiting, tired of hate, and I'm tired of not being able to celebrate for I am and where I'm heading. 'Cause all they see is one.
One.
All they see is one. One. One of one.
Soon, man, they're gonna have to start calling me Mr. Jerk Adamus. You dig? Let's get it jerked.
From the sandbox to the schoolyard, dirt bikes to your first car, you've always been a part of me. Cheering from the bleachers, graduation t-shirts, having you is guaranteed. Moving to a new state, no more staying up late, talking on the phone when I can't sleep. Then you said her name, and something in me changed just like day and night. And it just plain sight.
Y'all ready to turn it up? We'll take a turn just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Work, brother.
One shot, two shot, three, four. I'm on my level, give me mouth. Throw a bag all night, I wanna know. Can you do it like that off the pole? Power it up like an S on my chest. No tag, this price upon request. If they really wanna know, I'm from the west. Like really, really, really from the west. From the east side where we all slide in two-step. Hating on the plan with your life, don't do that. Street takeover, let it swing, where your crew at? Plus it's all love, whether red or blue rag. Man, I love my life, my life. You only live once, think twice, think twice. Throw it in the bag, that's nice, that's nice. I don't really care about the price, about the price. Man, I love my life, my life. You only live once, think twice, think twice. Tell them this your jam, your jam. You do what you want, cause I'm you so can. Good. Feel like I look good. Don't get it misunderstood. Why you so pressed? I'm living my life, just do your best. I'm so good. Feel like I look good. Don't get it misunderstood. Why you so pressed? I'm living my life, just do your best. Once the sun goes down, the real function starts. Burn rubber in the alley like Mario Kart. When the door swing open, see that S4 glow. That blue thing pull up, you should already know. Let's head downtown to the taco truck. Everybody be cool, don't test your luck. See the Mustang trying to get active G. I already ate, but I'll give you gas for B. Man, I love my life, you only live once, think twice, throw it in the bag, that's nice, I don't really care about the price, man, I love my life, you only live once, think twice, tell them this your jam, you do what you want, cause I'm you so can. Good, feel like I look good, don't get it misunderstood, why you so pressed, I'm living my life, just do your best, I'm so good, feel like I look good, don't get it misunderstood. Why you so pressed? I'm living my life, just do your best. Swing that thing to the left, right there to the left, go bigger. Swing that thing to the right, right there, pop pop like trigger. Swing that thing to the left, right there to the left, go bigger. Swing that thing to the right, right there, pop pop like trigger. I'm so good, feel like I look good. Don't get it misunderstood. Why you so pressed? I'm living my life, just do your best. I'm so good, feel like I look good. Don't get it misunderstood. Why you so pressed? I'm living my life, just do your best. This one right here is for everybody that likes to have a good time. You like to swing in your car, show off a little bit. I know, I do it too. You chilling with your people, having a good time in your city. You look good, so you feel good.
Straight like that, man. Say, I got to take time out. Big shout out, too, man. On Facebook, y'all go to the Happy Helper, man. Herb C. Moss Motivation and More page, man. Y'all make sure y'all go link in, plug in with the page, man. I'm telling you, it's some stuff on there you definitely going to want to check out, man. That's going to be very good for you, man. A lot of self-care, a lot of health on there as well, man. We working on trying to get her to the show, man, so she can come and talk to y'all. I think we had her on once before, but we got to get on again and let her talk to y'all. So much that happened, but big shout-out to the Happy Helper, Herb C. Moss Motivation. The more y'all, make sure you go check out the page, man, for real. Go run it up, man. Go hit the likes, man. I'm going to be sharing it, man, sending some invites, man. Y'all stop by there. Go ahead and hit the damn like. Y'all can do that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with hitting the motherfucking like, you did. Oh, yeah, we get ready to turn it up.
Take it to the dance floor. Take it to the dance floor.
everybody in the spot. You hear the beat, not Brooke Brothers made it pop. Pick it up, then drop. We came here to party, we ain't leaving till it stops. Show me what you got. Shawty counting out, it said she wanna make it hot. Swag on the million and she feeling it a lot. I guess I'ma show her how we do it on the block. Yo, I'm the man, girlfriend. Rank about a million on a scale of 1 to 10. Moves like Mike, you can tell by my grin. It's about to go down if you're rolling with him. So hey, DJ, turn it up. We about to burn it up. Hands in the air. Here we go, take it to the dance. Party people on your mark, get set. Yo, I work hard for the dough. So when it's my turn, I'ma take it to the dance floor. Let's rock, let's roll. I don't take shorts, I'm a bona fide pro. Came up in the spot to steal the show. Now everybody got their hands in the air yelling, move. We're getting busy in the mix. Ain't nobody else putting it down like this. Who you gonna call when the party need a fist? Cause if it ain't this, then it might not hit. So hey, DJ, turn it up. We about to burn it up. In the air. Here we go, take it to the dance floor. Such a beautiful scene. Everybody got a smile, it's a beautiful thing. From the east to the west and everywhere in between. Keep it moving like we on caffeine. So hey, DJ, turn it up. We about to burn it up. Hands in the air. Here we go, take it to the dance floor.
I gain peace when I want to. in the drought, or rather drought. And I'ma bring the rain in the room without a doubt. Ain't it obvious? Or a screaming godliness. Giving you this timeliness, you know I'm about to buy this. Stopping me, stopping this, that's suicidal. My ways are primal, leaving me be is very vital. I done seen too many moons to fall to your cycle. I done seen too many moons to let you decipher who I am and what it's gonna be. Hey, watch your tone when you talk to me. If you ain't know I got the all of me. Hey, watch your tone when you talk to me. If you ain't know I got the all of me. I got the all of me.
I know I'm moving a little different.
Motivation, right? Motivation. Let's break it down real quick. Motivation is the desire to act in service of a goal, right? This is what it say, man. Y'all can go check it out. Motivation is the desire to act in the service of a goal. It's the crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Motivation is one of the driving forces behind human behavior. It fuels competition and sparks social connections. Its absence can lead to mental illness such as depression, right? And there's a lot of people out there, you know, that we deal with certain types of depression, and we lack, certain people lack a lot of motivation, Dick. So I know a lot of people going into the new year, you know, setting their resolutions or whatever it is that they call them, setting their goals and these things. Salute out to everybody, man. I hope everybody hit every single goal and, you know, shift and align things the way that they want them throughout this upcoming year. You dig, with motivation. You gonna need that motivation, man. Practice and work on building your motivation, motivating yourself. You know what I mean? And, you know, I always say smart, start out small if you got to. But get your motivation up, man. It's very crucial, very, very crucial for you moving forward, man, and especially within yourself and that motivation in a good way. You know what I mean? Don't be in the motivation to do no wrong shit. Be in the motivation to, you know, do some good or expand, you know, in that direction. Not towards negativity, but, you know, towards some positive shit, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got power motivation, different types of motivation. You dig? But you got to get it up. You got to get that gunked up. And what I mean by that, too, is like this. We can break it down because, you know, shout out to all the artists that's out there, man. I done worked with a lot of artists all over. You know what I'm talking about? I had my fair share, you know, events and booking artists and these type of things, man. And a lot of them was jerking. You did? But this is what I mean by, like, get your motivation up. All right. So when, say, you in a venue and you there to do your thing, right? The getting your motivation up is, see, just because, you know, it's time for you to go on this level right here. You know what I mean? You ain't, you know, after right now, you ain't at the top with the big wigs like that. So you still grinding and pushing, doing what you got to do to get out there, right? You never know who's in the building. So when you get to the venue, man, you want to make sure you leave an impression. And sometimes on this level, man, it ain't going to always just come by your performance. Right? A person might not even like your music, might not like your style, but how you approach them, introduce yourself, or came through, said whatever you said, they seen you out working and jerking, they seen your energy, how much you love what you do by your actions when you in front of them, that right there can draw attention, and that can draw a person to end up liking your music or end up liking you as an artist, right? But if you never do these things, you'll never make that connection. So sometimes, man, they might not like your music, right? They might just like the people, they might not like your music. But you do something, man, that hits them, and they be like, oh, man, she cool. Oh, man, he a cool dude, man. Nah, I ain't like me. I'm going to listen to a little bit. Oh, okay, she actually talking about something. He actually talking about something. You never know, man. But, you know, just different things. But that motivation, you can look at it that one way. When I get off in this venue, you know what I mean? I need to be active. I need to be working and jerking, doing what I need to be doing. You know what I mean? I know sometimes a lot of artists get the big head. You know what I mean? I've been there, too. But you got to still put in work. You got to still put in work, right? Because you don't want people, even in your own city, you don't want people to show up to see you perform. But then, you know, most of the time you chilling back, chilling, you ain't really working. You ain't really working the venue. You ain't really working for what you trying to do. And you can say, well, man, I ain't got to. Yeah, you do. You did. Yeah, you do. Because that's how you keep gaining, man. That's how people can tell you really trying to do this. You putting your all into it. You work in the room, man. You steady active. Yeah, you can go chill and stuff like that, man. But you want to get your name out there, your brand out there, and you want it to be accepted. So you're going to have to go the extra little mile. You're going to have to go the extra little push. That motivation to get you there. You dig? If you motivated, it'll get you there, right? There's some other things that go along with that, but we just talking about motivation, man. We just talking about motivation, right? So the desire, wants, urges, motivation to get you there, man. So get your motivation up, man. And when you do that, you can tell. Apply that to the things that you're trying to do. Apply that to the things that you're trying to do, man. And that'll help you get there. I see a lot of people that don't really be motivated. You know what I mean? Get motivated, man. Get so motivated that you can't think about nothing else or anything else but ways to keep pushing and forward progression. Got to get motivated. You dig? And when you get motivated, oh, man, shit going to open up, man. Your eyes going to open up. Your energy going to open up. You dig? You're going to be ready. You're going to be hungry. You're going to be hungry, right? Motivation derived from the word motivate, which denotes that a person's needs, desire, wants, or urges. It is a process of motivating individuals to take action in order to achieve a goal, right? The psychological elements fueling people's behavior in the context of job goals might, you know, include a desire for money, right? Motivation, man. Get your motivation.
You to fill up anytime you're stumbling. We aid you to raise up. You don't have to be alone. Remember, this is home. And without the doubt, we will keep our heads up. When we link together, nothing can tear us down. We are one, we are whole. Let's stand together. Discouraged. Just know you can depend on me, sister.
as you evolve.
No more.
And get a little bit older.
If they will go away. Like
the perception starts to change. You get a little bit more patient.
I feel it in the air.
You start to enjoy the moment.
We're almost there.
More and more moments seem to happen.
What I read was true.
Oh,
but now I'm overdue.
Yeah,
for something
my
new.
Nigga really got a text. 7 in the morning, like, we gon' send a jet. We need you to come and perform, so get your cleats ready. Let them dreads hang out your helmet. The night before your flight, we booked a suite at the Lakers game. Then Willie got a text. 7 in the morning, like, baby, I think I'm late. We bout to have a newborn, you can't be more ready. Let's see this king have a cup. Yeah, I roll up and welcome you to the club. I watch Malcolm pick Peyton reservations for six. B-Mag is H87, every session we're hit. Rashad Falon got his shots to shoot in Tanzania. And all my niggas out, if yours is in, I'm yelling freedom. Mad Cook is in the magazine. He beating got a letter. 300 got 3 bedrooms. Aaron got a 3.0 with a semester still. And I done fucked around and got a record deal.
I'm not worried no more. I'm not worried no more.
Brothers get paid after the pain. All of a sudden we got a burst of winds like after the plane. My thoughts irregular, you going after the plane. They cop cause my lines like crops over the plane. I learned to shine at that spot, buried the shame. The sweet city, that's that bitch perfume when you sing. But nah, it ain't over, we ain't even made it over. We at the top of the hill, we just got a little closer. It's ill when you still at it and something so systematic. My hustle can deal aspirin, my people so inspiring. Better stop saying, nigga, is you hiring? LLC from the ground up, that's early retirement. Blind faith, get us out of that rat race. Offshore and that Swiss cheese, that's a lower tax rate, Now shout to me brothers that just ate. And shout to me brothers making they plate, cause I'm not
worried. No more. This pay will go away like it did before. I feel it in the air.
Around these little niggas feeling like a YG. I guess they had better times. Comparing yourself to another man, that's suicide. And life gets better once that's realized. So I propose a toast to everyone around me. Applauding your accomplishments, your service though it's down. And I remember we was down. I knew music would help us out. Family members that made it out. Why nobody reaching out for me? It's not your job, just what I expected. And not the subliminal shots in your interviews. And I don't care if you on tour. You can still call and see how my son don't stand. They told me blood was thicker than water. I'm thinking thick of my wallet, that get me close to my fam. Which gets me closer to heaven, that gets me closer to fame. That got me closer to 7, nigga don't open that case. But in the mean, I'ma max out this master. Sit back, let this get mixed and matched. I'm in between a pimp and a pastor. Walk too far for me to go back.
Man, big shout out to the famo Coma, man. We got some new music, man, from Coma. He said there, man, that we ain't played before on the show. We getting ready to roll that out right after this, man. Check this out, man. About the Muskogee Senator, man, all right, in Muskogee Indian Territory, right? The Muskogee Senator, man, or Senator, man. I might be butchering that damn name, but, man, I'm under the weather. Y'all bear with me. We're going to get through it, right? So it was founded in Muskogee Indian Territory in 1901 as a weekly publication devoted to the interests of the Negro. The Senator, man, harbored a decidedly Republican point of view with a focus on educating its readership and politics benefiting the black community, right? Dig? So in Oklahoma's territorial government, the Republican Party commanded only a slim majority, hoping to increase their share of votes among conservative whites. Republican politicians attempted to distance themselves from their party's African-American base. These so-called lily whites sought to prove they were just as white as the Democrats by throwing their support behind Jim Crow laws, hoping to keep Jim Crow out the territory. African-Americans, you dig? You getting into it, man. Appreciate y'all. African-Americans, man, it's been a lot. And this dealing with, you know, with homies, so we got to get into it, man. So they took press, of course, you know what I mean? They entered with William Henry Twine. So known as the Black Tiger, Twine published the Muscogee Seminole from 1904 to 1921. Twine also was the editor in another black publication, the Muscogee Pioneer, from 1898 to 1904. And admitted to the Oklahoma Territory Bar in 1891. Twine, along with partners G.W.F. Sumner and E.I. Sadler, also organized the territory's first black law firm and a staunch Republican. Twine worked tirelessly through his law practice in the newspaper for the interests of Oklahoma's black community. He did. Y'all can go check it out, man, but you got to get your history in, man. Get your knowledge up, man, because you want to know, especially about where you from, man, where you at. There's a lot of history that ain't going to tell you and ain't going to just make popular, man, but it's out there and our people need to know, man, and sometimes we got to get it. But I love history, man. Love finding out different things, man. Love bringing different things that I know and sharing it with y'all because, like I said, a lot of our history has been suppressed from us. So if we don't pull these things out, if we don't talk about them, if we don't at least get them out there, see, what we're doing right now can be replayed until it ain't no internet no more. You know what I mean? It still be replayed. We get all of them shows. So that many people hearing these type of things and sparking their mind, you know what I mean? That's what it's about because pretty soon nobody's going to be talking about it, and that's how they want it. So if we don't keep passing it along, a lot of our family's history, a lot of our people's history is going to be gone. Right now in the city, man, black history, as far as it being up front, you know what I mean? Ain't really like that when it comes to the history right here. So we're going to break it down. I told y'all, man, I'm going to make sure I keep bringing more and more history from our city as well, man, because I feel like it's good to know black history, right? But what good is it to know black history if you don't know your own black history, where you from, who you are, where you from? If you don't know that, man, what good is it to know everything else about everybody else, but you don't know your own real black history? So somebody else from someplace else across the country can tell you more about your black history than you can about where you from. We got to change that, man. So, Coma, I got you, Femo. I'm going to get into this track right here. When we come back, man, y'all know I got some more chop for y'all, man. It's Femo Nation Forever Radio, man. It's the King, baby, 1033 South C. That's me, you did.
My new brother had a rap in junior high when life. I got a big ass house, swimming pool and all, Cadillac in the back and I own a pool hall. All this going on and death, this is a flirt. The closer we playing games, it really is starting to hurt. If you ever cross a family, that's a reason to murder. Michael Collion put his fam on the shirt. Tired of selling the work, tired of doing the biz. I want the big bag yard and swimming pool for the kids. Thanking God that I made it through the water in the jeans. Gotta reminisce when I think of my knees. Got bats in the bench, no matter the evidence. I'm gon' ride for my brother, the money don't got me bent. Laura and the kids, when I see you can't wait. I'm chubby from moving weight and they can see it in my face. Really on the grind, just headed for good times. In the meantime, I find the time to spit rhymes. As they find the time to follow me online. Probably blowing the pine, probably slanging the nine. Really on the grind, just headed for good times. In the meantime, I find the time to spit rhymes. As they find the time to follow me online. Probably blowing the pine, probably slanging the nine. Don't give what I can, I promise you I'm straight. No matter the time it take, in results I ate. It's time and it's never late. Young, you gotta wait, put the pack in your hand and young, you gotta pay. Nah, you can't play, gotta be by the cake. Every day to play is invest what you make. Put it back in, stop trying to win. The boys, I ain't your friend, but still trying to pretend. Here you go again, grinding in the trap, trying to get you on stage. You reply, don't rap. Boys, move wrong, you the one that busts caps. Got a hella squabble game, but I ain't no cap. One-sided conversation when it come to talking sex. Putting the people in your life, then you wonder who's the rat. Mama been told you that some suckers ain't your friend. Watch a dope fiend
watch again.
Really on the grind, just headed for good times. In the meantime, I find the time to spit rhymes. As they find the time to follow me online. Probably blowing the pine, probably slanging the nine. Really on the grind, just headed for good times. In the meantime, I find the time to spit rhymes. As they find the time to follow me online. Probably blowing the pine, probably slanging the nine.
I got a big ass house, swimming pool and all.
I got a big ass house, swimming pool and all. Cadillac in the back and I own a pool hall.
Hey, that's Femo Cobra, man, going in right there. I like that track right there. Salute, Femo. Let's get into this other one right here, man. I'm going to bring you up.
Yeah. South End, shit to stand the fuck up, man.
Stand up, man.
I said a nigga couldn't do it from across the track. I beg to differ.
See, on the cool, been doing this shit for years. They hate to see you smile when they lonely shed tears. Now they see that it really is what it is. Coma doing the fool, they want them doing the years. See, on the cool, been doing this shit for years. They hate to see you smile when they lonely shedding tears. Now they see that it really is what it is. Coma doing the fool, they want them doing the years.
After Coma, man. Big shout out to After Coma. We're getting back on. Think he had to go. But check this out, man. I got some more history for you, man. We got to touch on it. I can't just ease into it and not give it all the way to you, man. So we're going to go at it from this angle right here, man. If you want to, y'all can go to the Smithsonian. You can go to the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian, man, they got a report on it and all that. You can go pull it up if you want to. You dig? So check this out. Promise of Oklahoma, right? How to push for statehood, led a beacon of racial progress to oppression and violence, right? So in October of 1907, 11 black leaders from the Twin Territories, shout out, Coma, I'm going to get you on right after this, the Twin Town, okay, in October 1907, 11 black leaders from the Twin Territories out on the frontier, man, they traveled to Washington, D.C., right? In the last ditch effort to prevent Oklahoma, right? Y'all dig it in, to prevent Oklahoma from becoming a state. Among them were A.G.W. Sango, a prominent real estate investor who wanted to draw more black people out west, W.H. Twine, a newspaper editor whose weekly Muskogee Senator, what I just told y'all about, had been mounting a forceful opposition campaign against statehood for weeks, right? And J. Cootie Johnson. Y'all around this area, man, that name right there, you see how all that tied in? J. Cootie Johnson, man, a lawyer who was a member of the Creek Nation, had served in his legislature, man, in the town of Oakmont. These men had carved unlikely paths to success on the outskirts of America, where the nation's racial hierarchy had not yet fully calified yet. But they feared that when Indian Territory and Oklahoma Territory were combined to form a new state, that Jim Crow laws would again thrust black people under the heel of white supremacy. The men needed help to prevent that from happening. So they hoped to find an ally in the president, Theodore Roosevelt. He was a member of their own Republican Party. He was a member of their own Republican Party, so they were Republicans. He did not Democrats. He signaled that he would veto any state constitution that included Jim Crow discrimination. Over the course of a few days, the delegation met with the U.S. Attorney General, the Secretary of Interior, finally the president himself. Details of the exchange, man, they ain't a known, but the group must have told Roosevelt how Oklahoma legislators plan to institutionalize segregation, including banning black people from white train cars, keeping them out of white schools, and preventing them from voting. Some of the white residents of the territories wanted to do worse. Right? It's real shit, man. These black men had no say in drafting the state constitution, and they didn't have the numbers to vote it down at the ballot box. But they thought Roosevelt might recognize that Oklahoma did not deserve to become a wrapped appendage in the Deep South when it could be so much more, when it had been so much more. The delegation left Washington feeling optimistic. The work has been done, Twain reported in the Muskogee Seminary. And eagerly, results awaited. So black people arrived in Oklahoma long, long before the prospect of statehood. Long before the prospect of statehood, right? Black people was already here. The first to settle in the area were enslaved by Native American tribes in the Deep South. And they made their journey in the 1830s as hunters, nurses, and cooks during the brutal forced exodus known as the Trail of Tears. And I remember, if y'all been tuning in with us, we broke into it with Big Mike and OG Gramps a little bit about it, about black folks being alone on the Trail of Tears, but they don't really report that to a lot of people. You don't really get that, right? So in Indian territory, which is most of the day, you know, like the eastern Oklahoma, they was with slavery, was practiced by the Creek, the Choctaw, Cherokee, Chickasaw, and the Seminole tribes. Sometimes resembled the vicious plantation systems of the South. So some of them were just like the ones people called, you know, the white slave masters. Some of them, man, was plantations was just the same, right? So during the Civil War, the five tribes sided with the Confederacy. But after the war, most of the tribes bound by new treaties with the federal government granted formerly enslaved people citizenship. Right? The level of respect unheard of in the post-Reconstruction South. So in the Creek and Seminole tribes, black tribal members farmed alongside Native Americans on communal-owned land, served as justices in tribal governments, and acted as interpreters for tribal leaders in negotiations with the ongoing American empire. Right? So it's a lot of them, man. But black Americans with no ties to the five tribes, you know what I mean, journeyed to Oklahoma on their own accord, attracted by the promise of equality on the frontier. Right? So you got to go check it out, man. It's a lot of history, man, in Oklahoma, especially when it comes around Muskogee and a lot of surrounding towns around here that I believe they don't really, you know, teach to our people around here, man, because you can ask people, you can ask kids, you can ask young adults, and then you can ask your elders, and it's just a lot of information about our places around here that they just don't tell us. And we learn. I know I had got not into an argument or nothing like that. We got into a deep conversation with a friend of mine because I had made a post and told him, you know, we kind of tired of hearing about this black history in everybody else's city. And it ain't a knock to that or take away from any of that, man. We respect it. Our hearts go out to it. A lot of our people, you know, was involved, family members. A lot of ours helped. You know, a lot of our family members was there, right? But the thing about it is what I'm saying is we deserve that too. You know what I mean? We got history right here in our city, man. We deserve that too. But the only way we're going to get that is more and more of us got to stand up and demand it. A lot of more of us got to stand up and talk about it. We got to stand up and share it. We got to stand up and put it out there. So like when Black History Month come around, right? When Black History Month come around, if the mayor or if the schools or if any clubs like that try to get you to put the first, what I call them, the starting five, you know, that's Martin, Malcolm, you know what I mean, and all those people that everybody know, if they trying to get you to keep pushing that out there, no, don't do it. No. Go get the three black women who started the first black library here in Muskogee. You know what I mean? Do something about them. Do something about this, because that library right there that they started, you know what I mean, turned over into the Muskogee Public Library. I feel like that is an amazing story, man. I feel like that's some shit you could do a movie about. You know how many women around the world, man, little girls and women around the world would be inspired by that right there? Three black women, man, came together to say, you know what, our black folks need a library. So they came together and they made it happen. And you know what I mean? So after it left, because I remember explaining to my partner, they was at one location. Then they went down to Martin Luther King, to the King Center, the old King Center. You dig? And then from there, it transitioned over to the what is now the Muskogee Public Library. So if we can learn about Martin, if we can learn about Malcolm, and we can learn about all these people, right? Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks. If we can learn about all these people, how we ain't knowing you, how you can ask a child, a little black girl in Muskogee, what's them three women name? And she can tell you she don't know. That's why I say with the history around here, even the history teachers, and some of them when growing up, I remember some teachers was black that taught us history when I was real young. And then when I started getting older, I can't remember a black teacher that taught me history, but they didn't even teach that. So that's what I be saying, man. Like at some point in time, you got to start telling the truth. You got to start telling the whole truth, man. But you got to teach, you got to learn about your own history. They'll program you to have a heart for everything else that they want you to focus on, that they want you to pay attention on, right? Because they want you to pay attention, Oklahoma's to pay attention to what happened in Tulsa. They want everybody to pay attention to that. Why? So that y'all don't start paying attention to what didn't happen in all these other towns in Oklahoma. And then they have to start digging up graves in Muskogee. They have to start digging up graves in Boyden. They have to start digging up graves in Redbird. They have to start digging up graves in all these different places around here, right? Or they have to start investigating some of this stuff. Then documents start popping up, and people start finding out a lot of the truth. People start finding out that it was black folks here before a lot of people, right? Doing the whole land, Dust Bowl, when they was trying to get people to move west. It was black people, man, that was leading that surge. You know what I mean? So it's a big thing right there. But if you don't never tell that piece of it, it would have you to think that we wasn't included, right? Because what they taught me about the Trail of Tears, just like a lot of my peers, they never told us about black people being on the Trail of Tears. Right, they never mentioned it. Not one damn time did they mention black folks being on that damn Trail of Tears. But it's been proven already. You know, it's been proven. It's facts. It's facts that black folks was on that Trail of Tears. It's facts that blacks was here in Oklahoma on this land before it was even prospected to even be a land, a state. Right, but they don't teach you that. They don't teach you that even in your Oklahoma history and all these type of things, man, they don't really emphasize on these type of things to push that to you. So that's why I said, yeah, we tired of hearing about everybody else's history because you're not even telling us about our own history. For us as grown, it's on us to go get it. But what about these kids? What about the next generation? So you will teach them and let them come up knowing this first starting five. And then the next five on the bench, just like on a basketball team, man, you got your first five and you got your five coming off on the bench. Anything happen or something like that, you got another one to go to that. But we tired of that. We know that. We know that, man. Our hearts go out. We love them. And the stories, we honor them to the day we die. We know that. We ain't saying shit about that. What we saying is, damn, that ain't the only black history that's in black history. We got to turn the light bulb back on. We can't keep letting them just feed us this same. That's the only history they want y'all to know. That's the only people they want y'all to celebrate. They want us to celebrate. That's the only people they want to honor. But then there's people in your city. It's history in your city. History in your town. They ain't even talking about. I always say, people say I get a male a hard time. I don't get a man a hard time. I ain't never had a face-to-face conversation with him, but I would like to. But I feel like if we got a black mayor, then a lot of Muskogee black history should be out on Front Street. A lot of Muskogee black history should be out there. But see, I know politics. I know politicians, and I know how the political game go. So I know certain things you can't do. You know what I mean? But I know in other places it's mayors who do. You did do certain things, so it's all about the game you play and what you really about. But I feel like if we got a black mayor, then a lot of our black history should be recognized a little bit more. We should have a little bit more recognition, man, and I stand on it. The three black women that started the library, they can say whatever they want to say. I see how the King Center been redone, and to me, to me, if anything, they should at least put a statue of them three ladies out there, or, you know what I'm saying, something like that, man. Not just no picture or nothing like that. Nah, something real. Because that shit was crucial, man. That shit was crucial. You got to think about it, man. They didn't want black folks to read or black folks to do none of that, to gain no kind of knowledge. So for them women to be able to do what they had to do to be able to give black folks a library, forget all this shit that we into right now. You got to go back to their time. That right there was a hell of a powerful statement, right? But we can watch movies through, you know, women who helped build the rocket that supposedly sent it to the moon. You know what I mean? We can do that. But we don't even know about the three black women in our own city and what they did. That's a problem. That's an issue. And it's not going to be fixed if we keep putting the same type of people that believe in the same type of system in the same position. What does that mean? All teachers go to school and get taught subjects by the same system, right? So when they come out, they go to schools and they teach the same system. Not all. You got some that breaks the mold. But the majority of them teach the information from the same system. You got to step outside of that shit. You got to have them teachers that's willing to teach that other, or you, when you got an opportunity to talk to the next generation or even grown folks, you got to be able to pass that information on, man. Because they didn't develop the system that don't allow you to know this shit if you just sitting and just listening to them. I'm going to bring Como on, man, because y'all know I get real deep with it. I got to check in with the famo, though. Como, what's good with you, man? You on there with me, Como?
What's good, famo?
Man, what's good with you, man? Shit, hey, sitting here, Merry Christmas to you, man. How your Christmas go?
Same to you and yours. Everything's good. Everything's good, man. How was yours?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Man, it was good, man. It was cool, man. Kind of, you know what I mean, went chill with my brother, man, his people for a little bit, man. I've been kind of on the well, so kind of been kicked back. But, man, the songs, though, man, definitely dig it, man. I know that Good Times, man, I like that one, man, that Coma go hard, too. And I know you had sent in another one we got to get in as well.
Yeah. I got to get that Years to you. I sent you the wrong one, but I appreciate that for sure.
Okay. Yeah, man. But, yeah, man. Tell me a little bit about it, man, that Good Time.
Oh, yeah, that Good Time.
I like
that's
that
off,
shit, man. You got in on that.
I already appreciate it. That's off the album I dropped S-U-M-M-O, Samo, then Como. You can find it on all platforms, you know. But I was just coming off some different times in life and spoke about them on the track pretty much. Got in the booth and did what I did. But it turned out pretty good, man. Actually, a couple of those tracks wasn't all the way there, and my producer got them together for me, and I brought them back. I had them a couple of them tracks already. Yeah. They were probably maybe about a year old already. If you go check out the
okay.
That, and then I dropped that Years right after that. That's that one that you had played that I got to get back to you. But I dropped, that was the last one. Well, I dropped, yeah, that was the last one I dropped. And I'm working on some more shit right now. But I was looking at something the other day, and I thought about you. It was saying how Oklahoma turned black. It was a little article I was checking out. Thought about you. I said that was some differences. Talking about how it turned, I think. Matter of fact, I looked it up. It had, like, in the New York Times article in 1890, how they wrote about Oklahoma had become a new Mecca. So, man,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good different read.
Yeah, man. It's good. And see, that's what a lot of people, you know, that I come to meet, man, especially when I had moved outside of here. A lot of people didn't know a lot of it, you know, just like all of us, man. I don't really know all the black history that went on in Texas. I know what they put out there and made popular, and then I know some of the stuff that, you know, my family and friends and partners that put me on and stuff I done came across on my own. But if you know, when you go outside, you really look at it, you see it like, damn. So y'all have really hid a lot of black history away from all of us, so that somebody in your state don't really know some of the things that didn't just really happen in your state. You know what I mean? It's vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, man, that's that mental trap. Yeah, because if he did, you know what I mean? You would think about it, man. And they say the revolts, even when you speak on the revolts and the history, you speak on the revolts and the uprisings and stuff, they only speak about so many, right? And they say that's the record, that's the only record they have. Well, we know that ain't right. Man, it's been all kind of revolts, man, every damn one. All kind of uprisings everywhere.
Yeah, they can't tell you too much about the Nat Turners and boys like that. They got to tell you about the good boys that did right, that acted the way they want you to act. So you can follow suit.
Exactly.
Go back to
Willie Lynch.
I go back to Willie Lynch. We steal the slaves that he came to made on that Virginia shore that he came to make. We them.
Straight up.
The future generation that he was talking about. Yeah.
That's real, man. Yeah. That's real. And see, and how they control it with the history, too, is the average person ain't going to really go beyond searching too far, you know what I mean, for certain things. And that's on us, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That's on us. Ain't nobody got to force you to want to know something. You don't want to know shit, then that's on you. But if you do want to know, man, like you say, Coleman, you know the information out there. You dig it, however mm-hmm. you receive it, but you got to at least get it into you. You got to at least get that truth into you, man. And I get into it, but a lot of people come for me because of the shit I be saying, but I keep 100K, man, I don't do no blow-up. And it go with religion too, man. And I feel like mm-hmm. if you going to do religion, then don't just give me half the truth. Give me the full truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me the full truth. Give me the full facts about things. I feel like if you know the full truth and you withholding the full truth, you just as bad as the people that didn't try to suppress us. Because you suppressing information and knowledge from your own people.
Yeah. That's real.
You know, they have us around here, man, going around here doing things that they know. That they know, man, the truth about. They don't even say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even say nothing. That's what be odd and strange to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, I ain't judging nobody's belief or nothing. What I'm saying is, like, you know, the information, the truth, man. They only give you the half of it, and even though you know the other half of the truth, that's like you shortchanging everybody. Like, nah, dog, what's mm-hmm. the other half of that truth? You know that? Let me get that other side up out you. We got to get that up out you, man. Hey, because if not, man, our people ain't going to never know. I opened up one of my partner's eyes, man, from back home. I mean, from Kansas, man, about the Russian icon. In that book, have you been up on that one? I remember we was talking one time about it.
Yeah, I glanced at the images of different things of the Russian icons while we was on the phone. I was checking it out a little bit.
Yeah, see, he had got into it, man, and then somehow, I don't know how, he switched over and got to the Bible and to the edit, and then, you know, going into that too, man, so... It got him going, man, and that's what we do this for, because you just never know who really listening or what they going through mm-hmm. in life. Maybe they, you know, you never know how you can touch them, sparkle, or anything like that, man, and that's why I love doing this, because it's a lot of people out there that's really tired of the shit that don't make sense. And I ain't saying with religion, but I'm saying with the government and the shit that how they designed it. It ain't making sense to a lot of mm-hmm. people, man. They find a lot of people, I can honestly say, finally started to wake up and see certain things, man. Yeah. The declassified records. Now, the declassified records, I'm big on that, man. I would encourage anybody, if you get time, go look up the declassified records, man, because by law, every so often, man, they got to declassify a lot of these court cases and records and all this shit, man, they got to declassify. And you can go find out proof. You can go find out shit that's already been proved fact. You can go find it out, man. And what boggles my mind, Coleman Fillmore, this is what boggles my mind. all right, they can come out with a declassified record and say that, yeah, it was extraterrestrial life here on Earth. Yeah, we know about it. We've been doing about it. We, you know, read with them and all this type of stuff. And it be proof. They come out and finally tell the truth in all of this. People still ain't gonna believe that shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's been hidden so long away from
it. Yeah, man. Yeah, they have proof of entities and this type of things, or even with legal matters. You know what I mean? Scandals. I mean, it's so much declassified records, man, that you can go check out and you can see. All right, the McDonald's. You remember, Coma, the McDonald's when they had the Monopoly?
Yeah.
The Monopoly. And everybody was going by. Yeah, the Monopoly board, everybody was going to buy, because I think the grand prize was like $1 million, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, man, do you know that shit was a fraud, man? Nobody got paid out that million motherfucking
Damn.
Dollars, man. They even God. Knew it was a fraud, man. They even knew it was a scam. They knew that shit was a scam, man. They didn't even pay out that $1 million.
All over the world on you peeling Monopoly pieces.
Man, do you hear me? Everybody was trying to save them pieces up, man. And really, think about it. How many of them pieces got you more food than it got you anything else?
Yeah, sales went up like a mother.
Yeah, a lot of them pieces got you extra sandwiches, extra burgers, some fries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people won a lot
That's
of that
it.
Shit. But a lot of motherfuckers didn't win no cars and boats and $1 million and shit.
Nah,
yeah, you win a little ice cream or some shit, man, a McFlurry.
That
ain't
no commercial
like
with them or nothing.
Nah, man, you gonna look that shit up. That was one of the biggest games.
Man,
and when you look
man,
at it now, you like, dog, man, I remember going and pulling that shit off the boxes, man, and matching them up.
People was saving them all
out now. They knew. Man, everybody was doing that shit, getting extra large fries and shit just so you can get the two pieces off of there. Yeah,
yeah,
man, and when you go look it up now, hey. Yeah, see, and a lot of people, me, I'm one of them type of people that just sit back and I think about a lot of shit. So it'll just pop on my mind like, damn, what happened to that damn McDonald's Monopoly? So I go look that shit up, right? I go get the research and go to look at it, investigate this shit. And I'm like, when you come across it, like, what? McDonald's Monopoly scam? They didn't pay nobody that $1 million. Oh, that was just to get motherfuckers to get more food shit. Like, oh, no, that's crazy. But then think about it, too, though, man. If they can do that deal, that's just that, right? And this should open up a lot of people's eyes. A lot of us was younger than what we are now when that was going on. So think about everything that then happened on the same account. Since in that time frame from then till now, that they ain't came out saying nothing about yet. That shit crazy, man.
Yeah.
That shit crazy. That's why they be referring to people like rats in the maze or stuck in the maze and shit like that, because a lot of people don't understand, man, or what's really going on above their head.
Because it's way deep. This shit get deep.
Yeah, man. Straight up, man. Straight up, but it's information out there. It's information out there, and people go check it out, man. People go check it out and research, do their thing. I love when people go research too and actually go and find stuff, man. Go find stuff that even I don't know. You know what I mean? Because that right there is how we do share information back and forth. And I think that's crucial, man. I be asking certain questions on social media about, like, what would they do if they could do one thing for the community or something like that. And a lot of people, man, said a lot of good things, man. And around here, especially, like, for the youth, it ain't a whole lot of things for the youth to do around here positive. So if it ain't a lot of things for them to do out here positive, you know, I've spoken this several times, man, you don't give them a whole lot of options. Right. If you don't give the youth a whole lot of options to, do something, anything, then you already know what options gonna always be there for them. And they talk about all these kids is this or the youngsters is that. But at the same time, I feel like if you can spend a whole lot of money on a lot of shit that's outside of here, away from here, like that $55 billion they sent into Africa, then it's a lot of things that you can put in these communities, man, that will also help turn that shit around. See, I'm still hot about that $55 billion, man, because I understand sending that $55 million to Africa because they want to help with the infrastructure over there and all of that, blah, blah, blah. I understand that shit. But what they said, it would mess me up, man. And I feel like every black American, or however y'all want to call y'all selves, I feel like this right here is what really slapped us in the... They said that help building, it was basically in their vision to help rebuild Africa's infrastructure, right, for the greater good of the global economy. Now, that right there is a slap in black America's face, because who spends the most money in our country on what? It's been researchers all the time, right? So blacks are spending money on all this shit to help boost the economy, and then they turn around and say that helping Africa's infrastructure. And shout out to all Africa, man, all the countries in Africa that rock with us, man. This ain't against them. This is against the, you know, crooked folks. So they say that help building their infrastructure is crucial, right? Crucial and important to the global economy, so they don't go through shakeups, basically, of shit we done seen in the past. So then what about that shit right here? I'm still on that shit. That shit don't make no sense. So that means you don't give a damn about putting that money into the inner cities or the urban communities right here. You don't think that would be a more global help to the, I mean, a more help to the global economy? Coleman, what you think on that part about, basically about them saying that about, you know, that they feel like doing that for Africa is very important for the global economy? But in the same sense, doing that for the same people here would extremely be good for the global economy. That's how I see it. What you think?
Oh yeah, for sure. We could use it here. We could use it here without a doubt. You know, we're the only community that don't put our money back into our own community. We take our money and go spend it elsewhere. We'll go spend it at the hat store with the Chinese people, or go to the white people with whoever it is, grocery stores or whatever it is. But we really don't have it in our community to put it in our community. Don't have the businesses like that. And then whenever you do, you have, you know, not knocking small business or whatever, but you have a little small business trying to grow, but it can't produce for the whole community what we need. And then we got I can't speak for everywhere, but from down here from in this small town that I'm in, we got away from opening up things that we need. We used to have like markets and different stuff that the community needed, and now we have to depend on the HEBs and stuff like that. So really, all in all, as far as the people being, you know, equal playing fields, I don't know if that's ever really going to happen for us if we don't build our own, you know what I mean? Because depending on them, they can keep us in that. It go back to that system. They don't want us in that system. Even the poor white people, they don't want them up, you know. It really goes to poor and rich type shit at the end of the day. If you got money, you don't got money. You know, the number one threat to the rich is overpopulation. So So you got too many poor people type shit. They got to take care of you. Feel like the Republican, you know, that's where the Republican feel like they got to take care of you if they paying them taxes and all that shit. So this is deep, fam. We go.
This is deep.
Well,
it is.
Talk about this. Yeah.
And that's real. That's how a lot of people need to look at it.
Yeah, and
that's how a lot of people got to look at it, man, because that's the real deal behind a lot of this stuff, man. And what I be saying, what I be talking about politicians too, man, and I know they be saying, well, you got to play the game and you got to do that and that. Nah, man, I don't feel like you don't got to, especially when you know the truth, man. And real quick, I'm going to touch on, because I had made that post about, if you can add one thing to the community here, man, in Muskogee, or I just put it out there, if you can add one thing to the community, what would it be? And I'm going to read out some of the things, man. There's some of the people that did respond, what they said. All right, the first one said, something for the kids, maybe a center that educates and helps them, and also be fun, too. Adults have some resources, but for kids, little kids to be, don't work. They fall off in the streets and have nothing else to do. Somebody else said, a safe place for young men to be able to feel comfortable with expressing their feelings and emotions without being judged, so they don't feel like drugs is the only way to cope. All right, another one. Now, I'm going to read all of them. A center for them all. They can talk if they want, or they can enjoy themselves as well in one place. Activities for kids, a safe place after school, and tutoring programs. Another one, big shout out, Big Mike, man, a real youth center. Somebody else said library on Black history. Said he biggest distance from their own nature. Job placement and assistance for the lazy people in the back. Person said a place to teach people life skills and mental skills, life coping skills, conflict resolution, etc., to give people the tools to succeed. Another person, Lonnie, big shouts out, man, to my famo OG famo, man. He love House of Hip Hop show, man. Y'all make sure out there in Long Beach, go check it out on the Panda.net TV network out there, man. Ski Hip Hop House of Love out that way, man. Big shout out to him. Make it mandatory to learn about self and your history. That one right there, man, is what stood out to me big right there, because if you don't know your self, man, and your history, you know what I mean? I just feel like that's crucial. I feel like that's a crucial part of it, man. Coma, what's your thoughts on that, man, about people really knowing they history, or finding out their history and finding out really who they is? And big shout out again, man, Ski Love, man. That's OG Femo, man. The Ski Love House of Hip Hop, man. It's on the PandaNet.tv in the LBC. Y'all already know what it is, man. Connected worldwide. We try to tell a couple, man. Hey, go check it out, though. But what you feel about it on that end?
Oh, yeah. Knowing yourself. Well, first, let me say, you said that one that said the life skills and things to succeed. That one caught my attention right there. That's real important for learning life skills.
Yeah.
That's real important. Knowing yourself, we kind of touched on that last time I was on with you. We kind of touched on that a little bit. And, that's really important. Whenever I think about myself coming up, I grew up in a small town. You know, I thought in Carolina with School of Schooler. Shout out to School of Schooler. You'll introduce me to the family. For real, though.
Yeah,
but whenever I was young, I was young, probably about 5 or 6, maybe, we had a family reunion. In my family reunion, we traced our roots all the way back to Africa. And I ended up going to Kunta Kinte grave site and different things like that. And that's on my dad's side. But I told you, and we also talked about, you know, what the school teaching or what you know, what you need to know and different stuff like that. And I was telling you, I was homeschooled for a while whenever I was young. And
yeah, I remember you were telling me
all of my information about knowing my blackness is came from that. You feel, my mom taught me to instill that in me. So at the end of the day, it's a big difference whenever you see somebody that know themselves and don't know themselves. You know what I mean? When you know you're a king, you know
yeah,
you're
that's
a king. You move different, you know. But yeah, knowing yourself is major. And then you have people that just follow suit, like you were saying, with religion and anything, everything, relationships. They just go off what they see in life. They never actually go and build their own or look for themselves or you know, reconstruct the things that they was taught. They just go off what mama and daddy taught them,
right,
or what older cousin they seen them doing, or you know, influential people in their life. They never really get to know they self, you know what I mean? And people really die like that, not knowing who they is, just following suit through life. You know what I mean?
And that's
I
real.
Think never really
that's what I was saying. People
like
die like that.
Yeah. So that's a real.
And what you say about the happiness? Come on, quit. I didn't hear you. What you say about the happiness?
I was saying, I think you never really find happiness like that. You know what I mean? Because you never really know yourself, you know what I mean, for who you are, who God made you to be. Feel me? So,
I
can dig that.
I definitely dig
that,
man. Hey, I appreciate that, man. That's too, because that's deep. But it's real, though.
Yeah. It's different. You can look at it different ways, you know what I mean? Everybody look at it different ways. Some people, you know, just might feel like that was way back then, and you know, you don't need to really know your ancestors like that. It's about right now type shit. It's cut out working a bar.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like
to, they come to debates and stuff. I done heard a lot of different sides of different things. So.
Right. Me too. Me too, and I know a lot of people that say, you know what I mean, that they don't really, you know, I ain't gonna say care about the past, but they ain't really trying to go back into it and tap into it, like you said, they like here now moving forward. And I can respect them on that end. I can respect them on that end too. But see, the thing about it though, with that, is when we're moving forward, then that means some of the old things that you know, like say, you know, we shouldn't be doing or something like that, far as in with our people. If you moving forward about here and now, then you should still be doing some of them things. You know what I mean? It's like if you still doing some of them things, then you ain't really, you know what I mean, leave it off the path. You ain't really moving on to nothing new because you still doing the same ritual, the same ceremony, the same way. You know what I mean? That's what gets me. And it's like, okay, if you're going to really be about it, that's just how I see things. If you're going to really be about it, then really be about it. But I was talking to somebody too, man, about the whole Christmas in Africa and these different things, man. And if anybody out there has never looked up or even researched, you know what I mean, like Christmas and Africa and even Christmas and Christianity and all these things, man, I encourage you to go check it out. Go check it out. Go do your research. And, hey, it might enlighten you to a lot of things, man. Of course, this is what people say. And this is what I had a conversation about. Just because in 2022 you go through a ritual, you go through a ceremony, and just because now you say, hey, this is what it means to us, that doesn't change the ritual. That doesn't change what the ritual was designed for. You just changed it because you said, okay, now this is how I'm going to fit it. But the problem I have is if you know the truth and you know the truth and you supposed to put the truth out there, how can you keep celebrating certain things or honoring certain things and you know you're not supposed to. How you keep doing some of this shit and keep wanting other people to do some of the shit? When you in positions that people look at you as maybe a leader, a shepherd, or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm talking about, Cole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people bash me up and down all year long about eating certain food. You ain't supposed to eat this. They say we ain't supposed to eat that. They say we ain't supposed to eat this. And then turn around and have a Christmas tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turn around and really be saying things with Santa Claus and all these type of things, with Easter, the bunny rabbits type of stuff. And I'll be like, well, hold on here for a second.
I want to pick and choose.
How does that
pick
make sense? Yeah, they want to pick it too with fish steel.
You can't do that. People gonna do that. You know what I mean? People always go, they sweep off the net sports and not they all.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's real, man. And see, that's with me, man, because I like to talk about them type of things just because it opens people's minds and it sparks people's minds to different things. And I tell everybody too, man, you know, if you don't stimulate your mind or if you never come across something or somebody that sparks something in you that make you want to go learn something else or even take interest in learning about something more than anything, you know, wait till you come across them people. They're going to open you up. Or wait till you come across those situations in life, and it's going to open your eyes up as you grow. Some people, it never does. But some people, it do because they be wanting to know who they is, who they people is. They be wanting to know certain things that we have done. And only way I feel like to really push into the future for our people, man, better, we got to know truly who we is. Because we haven't been told the truth about the shit in the past all the way. So you got to know that to know that who we really were, who our people really were and what it really meant in everywhere our people was. You know, the evidence and the proof is out there. And it's crazy that, too, with social media, YouTubers, radio hosts, bloggers, all of these type of people, man, are all of us. We'll run shows talking about a whole lot of things. But I felt like I was sitting back watching, like, even with the book of the Russian Icons, I keep saying, even with that, I was looking to see how many podcasters, YouTubers, all of that in our era right now, in this era, in our groove, and I swear, we're going to bring that to the forefront to show people that in other places, you know, they look at things totally different from what they have taught and forced us to believe and look at. I think that will open a lot of people's eyes. Yeah, I think that'll open a lot of people's eyes, man, because a lot of people, you know, once they see the truth and they see the evidence and then they do their own research and they see, okay, these is official. This is official documents, man. It was people over here. They was black and they was prestige. They had wealth. They was royalty and loyalty. They had all of this, man, you know what I mean? If they was to see that, that could motivate more and more people to stand up and actually step into our royalty, man, which we really are. But we got to know the history. And like I said, when it comes to Christmas in Africa, you know what I mean, it dated back long, long, long time, man. And it actually, you know, they were celebrating it as the rebirth of the sun, because they said the sun had apparently disappeared at the 0 hour. On the 22nd of the solstice, man. But, you know, the winter solstice and a lot of that type of stuff, a lot of people, when it comes to Christmas and the tree and furs and all these type of things, people feel like they can do these rituals, but it don't mean what it once meant back then. That's not how it goes. You know what I mean? And people tend to, and what it is when they say incorporated, right, certain things was incorporated into holidays, or it was incorporated to this. So that means that they took it from somebody else's belief or something else. Yeah, and I say an easy way to look at it is if it was incorporated into, then it wasn't their original.
The original, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so if they incorporated this day to mean this, then that means it wasn't there originally.
Yeah.
But that's how I see it. But you know what? People can know that and still celebrate the same exact way year after year, year after year, even when they know the truth. And you'll never hear them say, you'll never see them celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah,
you don't see them running. You see some folks be with the Kwanzaa stuff. You know, you got the Kwanzaa folks, you know, people to be celebrating Kwanzaa, but not like people do Christmas. Nah, man. Christmas is what they designed it for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas is what they designed it for. And people say, I be seeing people now be like, the real meaning of Christmas is coming together with family and, you know, all of this type of stuff. And I'm like, boom, there it goes.
Same meaning of.
Changing it again. We changing it with it mean again. First, you know, they told us what it was.
Yeah.
Just like a lot. They say, if you tell a story in the school, remember they used to tell us that. We used to do little exercises. You tell something. Just hit the line. You tell something at one end, and that person's go on the road, tell that story all the way down. That's how that shit is.
Pass it on. Pass it all the way down.
As soon as you get to the end, man, come back to you. You're like, man, I ain't say none of that shit right there, man. But that's how it is. And with them, they got the power to make that shit. They got the power to make that shit stick to where people start believing in that shit, man, like it's actual factuals, man. And that's the dangerous part about it.
They
got it to where they can make it to where people believe in that blow up to a point to, like you said, they'll die and never really know the truth about stuff. And it's certain things they didn't declassify that people was actually standing up against, they never even got to see the real truth. You know what I mean?
They
never got to see the real truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about the people with Malcolm X. Think about how many people that was alive at that time and that had, you know, that was for Malcolm X and all of that. And then when that happened, when he got murdered and that happened, okay, a lot of them people was hurt. You know what I mean? A lot of them people was hurt. Some of them passed off. They didn't even get to see that the people that they arrested was, you know, they didn't even get to see none of it.
Yeah.
Not knowing the truth, man. Not knowing the truth. But see, that's what they playing on.
Yeah.
They playing on us dying before we pass the information and the real shit on, so that about time it do, it'll be a whole different story.
Do away with history.
Do away with it, man. Sweep it under the rug. And it's sad to say. So that's why I say, man, I stay on it, man. I like putting the history out there, man, because more and more people start paying attention to it. And a lot of people don't know, man. It's black folks all around the world, man. Our people have been all around the world in some places that people wouldn't even expect, man. It's been black folks in Alaska. It's been black folks all over the world, man. So it's definitely history out there, man. And I ain't gonna just do my city too, man. I'm gonna bring a lot of more black history from a lot of other people's cities too, man, and states and stuff. Because the more and more we educate, the more and more we put out there, man. I actually believe that, you know, a lot of us can start understanding that we all our people is here. We here right now. A lot of things they didn't tell us, we now know, or we learning, and we got to share that with each other, man, because we got next generations that's coming up, and we can't allow them to be fed that same bullshit, man. They the next generation, man, and they gonna teach your baby. And I told somebody, got them upset. I said, there's no way I should step in a church house in 2022 going in 2023 and hear the exact same sermon that a slave, when he stepped into the bar house from the slave pastor, preached to him in slavery. You looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, well, you go think about that, man. I said, come on, man. It's a different. I said, come on, man. Just go think about that. Get back at me. I think he got kind of mad at me, but I wasn't mocking him. It was just I don't think he understood where I was coming from with it. But I just don't see. Yeah, we're too heavy for it, man. But Cole, before we get out of here, man, hey, I appreciate you, fam, old man, coming on, rocking with me, man. You already know me. Make sure we keep them in a rotation for you. I got you. We'll keep them things hot and spinning, man. You know, you're more than welcome to come on anytime, man. I'm a little under the weather, but I appreciate you for rocking with me, man, rolling with me this show.
Yeah, for sure. Every time, man, I appreciate you.
Straight like that, man. Straight like that, man. Hey, y'all already know, man. Y'all go check Homer out, man. Go flow with that boy, man. Hey, make sure you tune into the show. You're going to catch his music again, man. And when we spin, if you missed it, you can hit the replay link and catch all the show in its entirety, man. Big shouts out, man, to Femo, Coma, man. Also, two big shouts to the Scooter, man, as well. Like y'all heard Coma say, man, Scooter, man, introduced us, plugged us in, man. And that's how it go. That's the type of cat Scooter is, man. Solid like a rock. And did some, you did. So big shouts out, man, to all of this way. It's already low. Till next time, y'all, man, keep that shit dirty and stay. Hey, look, man, people ain't out here washing their hands, dog. Hey, y'all gotta start washing y'all hands out there, man. Hey, I know I'm probably what I'm going through because y'all coming in the dispensary, man. Y'all ain't washing y'all hands. Y'all ain't got no hand sanitizer. Y'all ain't wearing no mask. Y'all, hey, look, people coming in putting their arm over their face. Dog, that's not stopping nothing, man. Take your meds, man. Get your shots. Make sure your rabies shots is up to date. Whatever it is you got to do, man. Wash them damn hands because y'all hands be nasty. Y'all hands be nasty. It's germs, dog. Y'all get people sick, becoming coughing and hocking on everybody, man. Shit's crazy. I'm at war every day, come. I'm at war every damn day with the average American citizen, man, because they nasty. Nasty, man. It's nasty. And they talking about sending $55 billion over to Africa. Here I am fighting every damn day of my life for nasty shit. Motherfuckers got tossed, and they think putting their elbow over their face is going to stop me from catching this shit. Man, that shit don't make no sense. That means we need to put that money into the education system, dog, because we can't worry about us, all right? We here. But we cannot let the next generations produce that same type of shit, man. That ain't going to work. Ain't going to work for me, man. What happened to the face shields? I'd like to wear a face shield. I don't even got an option to have a face shield no more. They said, forget the face shields. Man, give me the big face shield that everybody strapped on their head and went down to, like, their chin. I want one of them, man, because I'll be telling you, if you see some of the people that I see and how they be sneezing and coughing and don't, like I said, man, people don't even, when they go to the restroom, they go use the bathroom, don't even wipe their hands. Don't wash their hands, none of that shit. That shit, they're nasty. Man, till next time, man. Hey, we out of here.